This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, February 12th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. E15 state of play. Trump rebuked on some tariffs and moving the goalposts on ag labor. There's no sign of a deal on year-round E15 ahead of Sunday's self-imposed deadline for House Republicans. Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson tells AgriPulse E15 won't not be included in the upcoming farm bill, even if GOP lawmakers can agree on a deal in time. Thompson expects to release the farm bill text on Friday. I wish them all the luck. I'm very supportive, Thompson said, about the effort by House GOP group to come up with recommendations for a bill to allow year-round nationwide sales of E15. It's not going to be a part of the farm bill, obviously, he said. Along with the problem of finding a legislative vehicle for such a bill, an E15 discussion draft circulating on Capitol Hill yesterday, getting pushback from both biofuel and independent refining groups, according to people speaking on the condition of anonymity. The proposal would keep intact the existing process for granting small refinery exemptions while capping the pool of exempted biofuel credit obligations known as RINs at $450 million a year. For context, EPA last year granted exemptions for multiple years that affected more than 3 billion RINs. House members dealt a blow to the Trump administration tariffs on Canada when they voted to overturn them in the first of what could be a series of votes on the president's trade agenda. The House voted to repeal tariffs, 219-211 last night, six Republicans joining all but one Democrat in backing the effort. House Ag member Dan Newhouse was among those who voted to eliminate the tariffs. The Senate has passed a similar measure to scrap the Canada duties, but neither effort has received a veto-proof majority. President Donald Trump has argued the merits of his tariffs in recent months. In a Truth Social post immediately following the vote, he credited tariffs for recent stock market highs and threatened any Republican who voted against the duties with, quote, consequences come election time. Notably, Newhouse has already announced his forthcoming retirement. The Congressional Budget Office yesterday estimated the foreign exporters would absorb just 5% of the costs from Trump's tariff. Another 30% would be paid by U.S. businesses by reducing profit margins, with consumers footing the rest of the tab. USDA has released a framework to combat what it calls politically motivated lawfare against farmers, ranchers, and agriculture producers. The framework defines agriculture lawfare as the use of administrative, legal, and legislative government systems to adversely impact farmers, ranchers, and agricultural producers. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was joined at an event by several farming families that had been or are in disputes with government agencies over the use of their farmland. This is an incredibly complicated issue, Rollins said, noting that the cases represented by the families involved in government agencies at all levels. One action item on the framework is to, quote, inventory and reduce civil and criminal penalties in regulation on U.S. agriculture production. That's in line with an executive order issued by President Donald Trump aiming to ease the regulatory burden on everyday Americans and ensure no American is transformed into a criminal for violating regulation they have no reason to know exists. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rowland says USDA is creating a new office focused on research security efforts at the agency. Rowland's at an event with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the new office would sit within USDA's Office of the Chief Scientist and would be, quote, responsible for coordinating research security efforts across the entire USDA research enterprise, that including both intramural and extramural activities. Rollins also said USDA would be partnering with the Defense Department's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to share information with the DOD about security vulnerabilities in agriculture, collaborate to develop new technology and solve industry challenges, and exchange personnel. Representative Dan Newhouse says members of Congress are becoming increasingly aware of the labor challenges faced by producers, but he says that's no guarantee on an ag labor bill that it can pass. Newhouse told members of the National Council of Agriculture Employers that lawmakers no longer have the, quote, excuse that they can't support farm worker legislation because of a mass influx of migrants across the southern border. Some people tell me, yeah, the border's fixed, but you know what? There's millions of people in the country illegally, and I just can't support anything until we get that fixed too. He called that, quote, moving the goalposts. Newhouse seemed optimistic that some of his Farm Workforce Modernization Act would be part of legislation due to be unveiled Friday by House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson. But in a brief interview, he said he expects that bill to take a pragmatic approach, which would preclude offering existing workers a pathway to legal status. I'm guessing that what comes out of the committee will not have that provision, he said. USDA has announced its fiscal 2026 funding awards for two export support programs, soybeans and meat receiving significant increases. USDA will distribute $181 million through the Market Access Program, an almost $10 million increase from last year. Foreign Market Development Program is awarding $31 million, a $4 million increase from last year. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture saw its MAP allocation increase from almost $1.3 million to nearly $5 million. The American Soybean Association, U.S. Meat Export Federation, and the U.S. Dairy Export Council are also receiving bumps of more than $1 million. The U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council and U.S. Wheat Associates received additional funding of almost $1 million under the FMD program. Here's today's final word. We were picked to be the very first divorce amongst the trade cabinet in our partnership with each other. And Bobby, I'm so proud to say I just couldn't be further from the truth. That Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on her collaboration and respect for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rollins said in an article from one media outlet had speculated they would be the first cabinet members to, quote, get divorced. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, February 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.